Halfway through the semester, the days were ending earlier. The sky turned blood to black in the late afternoon. Sri and Chen came in from a dinner break. Ming didn't take breaks. Instead, munched granola bars in the museum section of the anatomy lab. They had to stay late because it was the evening before the anatomy midterm. Most of the class was still in the basement, and Sri and Chen found Ming rummaging through the bags of body parts, searching. She explained the situation to them, frustrated, but not apologetic. After she had done so, Chen asked quietly, "What do you mean you lost the right side of the head?" "No, I didn't exactly lose it," she said. "It's simply not where I left it." "You put it in the head bag?" asked Sri. "Anyway, we've got the left side," said Ming. "We can look at someone else's right side." Chen said the exam is tomorrow. The right and left halves of the head had been dissected differently, and the parts needed from the right had been removed from the left. "Just think for a second," said Sri. "Are you sure you left it here?" He fingered the bag that contained the left half of the head. "I'm sure. I covered it. I sprayed it. It was right here." "You're always in such a rush," said Sri. "Maybe if you slowed down. You know how long I spent dissecting those cranial nerves?" "I bet someone took it," said Ming. Sri replied, "Right, make up a story. You were looking at it, so it was your responsibility to put it back, with the rest of Murphy." "Who made you boss?" said Ming. "And he's not a Murphy." "Probably someone borrowed it. It'll turn up." "You lost the head," Sri whispered, leaning forward, "and I named him Murphy. It's only half, and I did not lose it. I left it right here. It's just not where I left it. That's not losing it." "You obviously don't care," said Sri. "Just look at the study manual." "I made the cranial nerve page into a swan," said Chen, as they were in the habit of making origami from the anatomy lab sections. He rested his latex-gloved hands on the table. Ming said, "You should have chosen a different page."